Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. Just had our first snowfall and it's just beautiful out right now. But I'm glad I'm inside.
Yeah, it was a strange snowfall. Hit the Northeast. But it also hit Florida, Georgia, Texas, not areas used to snow.
Yeah, on a funny side, my son is engaged to a gal from Houston, and her parents were so excited about the snow. Her mom loves pictures and stuff like that, and I saw a post on Facebook, and it looked like they were taking pictures at night. Well, what happened is she woke her husband up at 4:30 in the morning to follow her around with a camera, taking 28 pictures to post on Facebook because she was so excited. It was hysterical. Get snow in Houston too often.
No, you don't. You don't get a lot of snow in Houston. I have a friend that I grew up with who lives in Texas now. And she posted a photo on Facebook. She went out and built snowmen. But she had to work with the snow that actually fell. So each snowman was only about 4 inches tall.
So she made a whole family.
She made two. She made a couple. But, you know.
Fun stuff.
So in our last episode, we talked about evaluating 2017. And today we're going to bookend that by talking about planning for 2018. We're at the year end. This is the time to do it. To be perfectly honest, you should have already started your planning, but it's never too late. I want to talk about what you're doing for 2018. Now, Chip, when you start your plans, where do you usually start?
Well, I take a look at what we do, what we did last week, but a really good template to use is just a business planning template. Taking a look at where you are, what you really want to do. You got to start with yourself and be doing what you want to do. It's a great opportunity to kind of regroup if you want to try some new things, but it's just taking a look at the different things that you're going to do, setting goals for the ones that you want to continue doing. And again, last week we talked about analyzing where you're more profitable, less profitable, what you like doing and that kind of thing. So it's putting all that together. But then other things would be things like looking at your website and other materials that you have and so on and so forth to kind of reflect where you're moving. I mean, in my to-do list for this week, I've put that down because it's been a long, long time since I updated my website and I really wanted to reflect the different things that I'm doing. And it's very, very important, if that's what you're out networking, that your website really matches what you're talking about. So that's one of my top plans to get ready for next year. And then, you know, I have my goals as far as what I'm looking to do more next year as opposed to this year.
And that's very true. We haven't talked a lot about setting up websites and making sure they're up to date, but this is a great time to do that. Websites are not supposed to be static. You want to make sure they evolve as what you're doing evolves. I have actually two websites that I'm updating right now that will be finished by the end of the year. I have a number of websites, most of which I've kept up to date throughout the year, but there are a few that have fallen behind. And your website is essentially a 24/7 salesperson. It's out there when anybody wants to know something about you or your business. So keeping that up to date and making sure that it reflects your current branding, what you're doing, and more importantly, what your focus is, you know, where it is you want to be focusing. Because if you've decided you're focusing on one end of your business, but your website is talking about something else, people are going to come to you for that something else, not for what you're actually trying to get done. So you really want to make sure the messaging on your website and, as an extension, your messaging on social media all reflects where it is you want to be.
Yeah, I know that's something that you're very good at. You're on social all the time, giving value-added articles and links and so on and so forth to keep that brand going. And one of the things that I'm looking to do more of this year, you know, as everybody knows, I do speaking and training and so on and so forth. And I did a talk at the Community Economic Development Fund a couple months ago about networking, and they publish articles following up as far as with content and so on and so forth. And they sent me a link to what I had given them to publish about myself, which came out really, really well. And just last Friday, I ran into somebody who really got a spike just because he was published in a business journal up in Springfield. And so if you get published, it's something you definitely need to flaunt on your website. So I'm going to be putting a link up there. And if you have good value added materials like you put up on your social all the time, the more you can put up on your website and that kind of thing getting published, it's really, really going to draw people to you. Because once I get this up, I'll be linking to it from my Facebook pages and LinkedIn and so on and so forth. And I'm sure it's going to give me a spike, because it really is all the how-tos as far as networking goes using my approach. So it's going to be great value added.
Yes, being published in another blog, a newsletter, print publication is huge for you to publicize. When you have that content out and you are being featured as a subject matter expert, it boosts your credibility. And getting that word out through your website, through social media, very important to projecting the image that you want to put forward. And again, it gives people who may have been on the fence about contacting you that extra push, saying, oh, okay, these guys also think he's an expert, so I'll give him a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Because obviously, you know, in this area, I have the reputation as a facilitator and trainer and so on and so forth. But as you know, I'd like to do this a whole lot more for other chambers of commerce, organizations, and associations, and to have an article to point to that I did for somebody else that they can look at. It really boosts credibility huge. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what the reaction to that's going to be.
So as you're planning for 2018, you do want to make sure that all of your materials reflect what it is you're doing. So we've been talking about website. We mentioned social media. It also goes into your everyday things. If you're a business owner, if your business has changed substantially, it may be time to take another look at your business card and make sure your business card actually reflects what it is you're doing. We had an incident a few weeks back at a speed networking event where someone had handed out a business card for their organization. And they didn't take a good look at the card before they grabbed it that morning. The card had the wrong location, the wrong name. So people were very confused when they got this card. You want to make sure that all of your materials are up to date and match. The logo on your website, the logo on your business card should be the same. You should be using the same branding colors. This is a great time to take all of your materials and look at what works and what doesn't and update everything to make sure everything is pointing in the same direction.
Yep. Sync everything up for next year for sure.
These are all the materials that reflect you, but what's really important is figuring out what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it. And it starts with goal setting, which we've talked a lot about on this podcast. And it also depends on your putting together an action plan. Having a goal isn't enough. You have to have a plan to act on it. And this is the time of year to put that together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've talked before about entrepreneurs really being, every entrepreneur is a project manager. However, they have their own specialty. So it's a great time of year to analyze the strategic partnerships and relationships that you have with people out there to cover the services that need to be part of your project that you're not going to be able to do yourself. So it's a great time of year to kind of analyze how you've related with other people out there, but and where you're falling a little bit short so that you can identify some targets that you may want to start developing relationships with moving ahead. And that's a great thing to tap into your network for and get advice from that, because networking is a great way to identify people.
Right. It's very important for you to realize that you do not have to do everything yourself. Partnering with others is a key way to move yourself towards your goals.
Yeah, in fact, it's counterproductive to try and do everything yourself. It's impossible. And you're just going to limit your ability to pull in the income that you need by doing that. You need to delegate things out. And when you're looking at your own time management, you have to be making sure that you are doing things that are going to generate the best bang for your time, which is probably business development and management and that kind of thing, instead of doing things that you shouldn't be doing.
Exactly. Now is the time. If you don't have existing partnerships, now is a great time to look at where you want to get to, how you plan on getting there, and figure out what skill sets or what expertise you're missing. And then look at your network, look at and find partners that have that expertise. It's a great way to expand your reach, to expand the reach of your partners, because when you work together, you get a lot more done than when each of you work separately.
Absolutely. And we've talked in the past about organization charts and operations manuals, which an operations manual at its simplest, but I think very effective, is just a checklist of different things that have to be done. So if you map out a typical project for yourself, you should have a checklist sequentially of everything that has to be done for that project. And by looking at that, you'll be able to identify things that you're going to be doing yourself and things that you need help with doing. And that will help you determine possibly where you need to go out and develop relationships to get those other things done. But it's a great time of year to fine tune how you do things also. And a checklist is a great way to do that if you do project-based work.
All right. You can look at what you've done over the past year, what you enjoyed doing, what you hated doing, and start making that shift so that you're focusing more on what you're good at and what you enjoy doing. And that doesn't just apply to work. This is, you know, at the end of the year, it's a great time to plan for the next year to make sure you have time to do the things you enjoy doing. If you want to go camping, start planning now to schedule something in late spring, summer for you to go away camping. If you're an avid reader, make plans to set aside a certain amount of time to read or listen to books. Depending on what it is you want to do, work that into your plan. You know, there's the old saying, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. You want to be incorporating playtime into your overall plan to make sure you get to it, and it also helps you not burn out.
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked a lot about personal strategic planning, and it's not just about professional, what you do. What you do professionally will give you the resources financially to do whatever you want to do with your life. And obviously, you need to plan in your schedule, family time, vacation time, reading time, whatever it is you want to do should be part of your planning process for next year. And whatever you're doing professionally has got to fit in there somewhere. But if that's the dominating thing, if that's all you're after is resources and money and so on and so forth, it's going to make you a miserable person.
Right. Nobody, no matter how much you enjoy your work, nobody should be working all the time. It's not good for you. It's not good for your relationships. It's not good for the people around you. You need to make sure that you take the time to rest your brain, to do things you enjoy doing, other things you enjoy doing. And it's also a great time to see what might you enjoy. Is there something you've always wanted to learn about? Something that you don't know about, but you think might be interesting? Now is the time to plan to use resources to learn. There are tons of free online resources to learn new topics. Science, math, engineering, history, even literature. There's tons of materials online that you can explore your interests. But you need to set aside time to actually do it and figure out what it is you want to explore. So now's the best time to do that for 2018. Go, this year I'm going to learn about XYZ and schedule time to do it.
Yeah, and then set up a goal next year to just do something new based upon what you came up with and schedule that into your life. And as what you're talking about, people should be doing as part of an ongoing process anyway. Periodically, you just have to take time out to look at the different things that you're interested in. And I'm not talking about spending days at a time online, but there's so many different things out there. And one of the best things you can do is, as you're walking around, if something comes into your head that all of a sudden interests you, write it down on paper so that when you have the time to go research it, it's there for you instead of just a fleeting thought. So you should always really be carrying a paper with you or your phone that you can plug in, a text message to yourself or whatever, to just write these things down. And then you'll be able to research things in a more organized fashion when you have the time to do that. But you need to schedule that in.
Yeah, one of the best tools I have is a little app called Things. And it's basically just a to-do list program. But it's on my phone, it's on my iPad, it's on my computer. So wherever I am, I can toss something into it, and they all sync up. So if I'm walking along and suddenly something comes into my mind, I can put it down there, and I know when I go back to my computer, it'll be in my list, so I won't forget it. The more you try to remember, the more you will forget. There's an ancient Chinese proverb that says, the faintest ink is better than the best memory. Write things down.
Absolutely. It's like I have a whole lot of data in my head and things like that, but I forgot what's up there. I took a memory course and forgot. It just doesn't work unless you write it down. So that's, and what that will do is, if you have a list of a few different things that you want to explore, you're actually going to get more excited yourself to say, okay, I'm going to take this hour now. I'm going to look at these things. It's almost like, you know, giving yourself a little bit of a present for Christmas or something like that. I'm going to take some time to be looking at these different things. So it's really, really important to do that and to research things out. And as you said, there's so many different things out there and so many ways to look at things. And there's so many vehicles available for you to explore things very, very quickly. I mean, you can join a meetup group or there's other things out there, LinkedIn groups that you can join with other people who are already doing these things. The resources are just incredible.
Yeah, there's tons of resources for you to use. The key is for you to schedule your time to do it. And talking about schedules, one of the most important tools that we all use is a calendar. And as calendars have gotten more and more sophisticated, we have electronic calendars where we automatically put in recurring events and they tie into Facebook to tell you when somebody's birthday is, and they have all sorts of information. When you start scheduling things for the new year, I highly recommend starting with a blank calendar. Don't simply transfer things from the year before. Sometimes they'll have changed. Sometimes there's different information you need. Start fresh. This way, you're not dragging your baggage with you from one year to the next. One of the things that people tend to do is they lump one thing on top of the next on top of the next, and it becomes burdensome. A new year is a great time to start fresh, whether it's your calendar, to-do list, your goals. It's not, we've already talked about analyzing the year before. Once you've done that, it's time to move on. Don't dwell on failures. Take a fresh start and move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week about using the SWOT analysis formula to analyze those things. And the SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Where your strengths are and where your opportunities are the things that you should really be emphasizing, because those are the things that you're good at and things that you really want to do and where the opportunities lie. Obviously, you want to correct things that are wrong as far as the weaknesses and so on and so forth. But you got to emphasize what you're really, really good at and give your best out there. And we did talk about delegating out the other stuff and developing the partnerships to get those things done. So that SWOT analysis is a great place to analyze things.
Yeah, it really is. And people tend to have the idea that, oh, there's something in the weaknesses area. This is what I have to work on. I have to fix this weakness. And research has shown that this is not necessarily the case. You're probably better off focusing on your strengths, improving your strengths, and finding partners or people to delegate your weaknesses to, rather than trying all, you know, to spend a lot of time building up your weaknesses so you don't have any. We're always going to have weaknesses, every one of us. But people have different strengths and weaknesses, and you need to find the people that complement your own. So by working together and focusing on your strengths, you get more out of it.
Yeah, and this is where having things down in writing is so important too.
Oh, absolutely, because the fact of the matter is, if something is in your head, it can't be shared. It has to come out. Writing it down, collaborating, it makes getting things done so much easier. It makes your goals easier to achieve, and you can push further. You can make bigger goals.
Yeah, it's easier to prioritize things that way just by checking things off. Also, you know, we talked a little bit before about the power of using an Excel spreadsheet to write down these ideas. And the nice thing about that is it has a column where you can prioritize things. Just put down numbers there and sort things out. And all of a sudden, you got organization there, too. So whether it's on paper or in an Excel spreadsheet or whatever, you got to get it in writing.
Right. And as we said it before, getting things in writing also is key for remembering them. Trying to juggle everything in your head, something is going to fall through the cracks. You're going to forget something. And it's, you know, an old joke, but kids do this all the time. Try to name all seven dwarfs from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And invariably, you end up counting off, and there's one or two that fall, you know, that you can't remember. Now, we've done this time and time again. We've all seen the movie. We know the story.
Yep.
But keeping everything in your head when you need to recall it, it is not efficient. So when you write things down, it helps you get it out. And using that same example, if you write down the names of the dwarfs, you can see in front of you which ones you've named and which you haven't. Whenever you try to name a set of things, invariably, you'll name at least one item twice because you're trying to come up with everything in that set. You've already forgotten what you had said. Write it down. Use spreadsheets, pen and paper, a calendar, to-do lists. Doesn't matter what, you know, what the form takes. Use whatever works for you, but find what works for you and use it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned starting out, starting fresh and so on and so forth. that goes for the systems that you're using also. I mean, a blank calendar is a great idea, but analyzing how you're doing things now as far as tracking and to-dos and so on and so forth versus how they could be done, it's a great time of year to do that. And obviously, there's a lot of help online as far as possible systems that you can use to do that too. So that's a good thing to research and just pick what works best for you.
Yeah, there's a great book by David Allen called Getting Things Done. And one of the things he stresses is that you need to find the system that works for you. No one system works for everybody. So by finding what works for you, and it may be something you've been using, it may be something that you've never heard of before that you research online and go, oh, wait, that fits how I work. The key is whatever you're doing, you have to keep doing it. You have to actually use the system. If a system doesn't work the way you do, you're going to tend to push it aside and it'll fall by the wayside. Find what works for you, whether it's, again, pen and paper, computerized, electronic, doesn't matter. However you work is right for you. Use systems that work the way you do to make sure you remember everything, to make sure you can communicate everything. And this will get you closer and closer to those goals that you want to hit. All right, we're coming up on the end of our time here. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway for our listeners this week?
It's time to just regroup in all the areas of your life and just write down a plan and make sure that you're going to be monitoring things as you're moving ahead. Take a look at that system that you come up with and make sure that it's part of your ongoing process instead of just a year-end thing to monitor how you're doing and make adjustments needed when necessary.
Yeah, that's great. I think my takeaway is set your goals and aim high. This is the time where you get to push. Figure out what you need and figure out who you need to get it done. And then this way, you'll be pushing into 2018 with a running start. You'll hit your goals and hopefully exceed them. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts app, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.